Tonight I ask Congress to join me in pursuing a great goal. Let us build on the work we've done and reduce gasoline usage in the United States by 20% in the next 10 years.
President Bush followed up on his ambitious plan to wean the United States from its dependence on foreign oil by visiting DuPont's experimental energy facility in Delaware. Research at the facility, which is developing new ways to convert crop waste into alternative fuels, is key to the president's efforts to sharply reduce American imports of Middle Eastern oil. To do that, the president is mandating a fivefold increase in the production of biofuels.
This is a government mandate that says we'll be using 35 billion gallons of alternative fuels by 2017. This is a firm statement.
The president is also moving to reform fuel economy standards for cars, which could save an additional 30 billion liters of gasoline. At a meeting of business leaders in Switzerland, the head of an investment firm which specializes in clean energy projects says it's an important first step. But James Cameron of Climate Change Capital says the president must ensure the plan moves forward.
It's clearly a good thing to set aggressive targets for reduction and to make those reductions early. It will reduce costs ultimately to do something today that makes a difference.
A Washington-based biotechnology trade group agrees the president is on the right track. Brent Erickson is the chief executive of Biotechnology Industry Organization.
This is the one issue where there is strong bipartisan support, and it's the one issue that Congress may actually rally behind and get over the finish line this year.
Some see the administration's shift toward renewable resources as a realignment with the rest of the world. Former Senator Timothy Wirth was one of the chief U.S. negotiators on the Kyoto Agreement. The Bush administration did not sign the 1997 accord, which asked major industrial nations to voluntarily reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
The president's understanding, finally, I think, that this is a serious issue that the U.S. has to address. The U.S. has to lead in real ways, not rhetorical ways, but real ways.
Dozens of lawmakers from around the world will meet in Washington next month to look at ways to reduce global warming. Mil Arcega, VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。